Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello!
Welcome!
Welcome! This is the Nip Tuck, not giving a fuck.
Bony eye, baby.
What did Lucas call it for? Bone eye.
Bone eye.
So if we record two bonuses in one day, then it's a bone eyes, because that's two. One bonus is a bonus, two is a bone eye.
Love it, baby.
Bone idol, that's you. This is the podcast where...
Excuse me?
This is a podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women. And this is all about being unapologetically yourself. Once you start saying that, you can say loads of really bad stuff and be like, I don't know, I'm just being me.
Yeah, this is just me.
This is just me, I don't know.
Take it or leave it, baby.
Anyhow.
Have you ever told someone their breath smells?
Does my breath smell?
No, but like...
I know mine smells.
No, but I mean, have you ever told someone...
No, never.
Yeah...
I know
that's quite an offensive
because
thing.
I'm always on a diet.
But
I'm
I would
always
want
drinking
people
coffee.
To tell me if my breath smells.
I'd want my friends to tell me, but no one else.
Everyone knows that smells of BO.
I would tell my friend if she smelled of BO, and I've been told I smell of BO.
We had a maths teacher who was sound, but his breath was like, imagine you got a blender and you put in like 20 Bensons.
That's my breath.
Coffee, and that was it.
Oh my God, that's my breath. Fags and coffee. I don't smoke that much now, actually, but yeah, fags and coffee. And I never used to eat, so I used to have diet breath, coffee breath and fag breath. And it took... I remember once I had a tuna sandwich at work. And do you remember Joe? Were you there when Joe was there? Oh, you're so fucking amazing.
Nobody
and I went over to get something.
Contact.
Yeah, one of my contact lenses. We were going on a night out and one of my contact lenses fell out just before our night out. And I'm blind. I couldn't see out of one eye. And he was so cute. He went, right, have mine. I went, what do you mean? And he literally pulled it out of his eye, passed it to me, and I put it in mine. And he went home with one eye and I went out. And I once leant across him to do something. And I had a tuna sandwich and he just got the chewing gum and just went like that. Put it in my hand. Yes, BO. Oh my God, yeah. My friends will tell me that you fucking stink. Sometimes it happens.
I don't think I'm a smelly person.
I am. I'm not a smelly person in my armpits. Oh my God, they can go. Like, if I don't, like, they can fucking smell. Like, a really, like, man, like, really, yeah.
I don't think I've got the capacity. You're a much harder grafter than me.
Yeah, I
if I start smelling, something's gone wrong.
I can smell. And James will say to me, jeez, like...
Sometimes I don't
it,
have
like,
a shower every day.
I don't always. Do you change your knickers every day?
Every single, like twice a day.
Oh, no.
You turn yours around.
No, but... So what do you think about this? So last night, I had a shower and put some fresh knickers on. I slept in them.
You always have to put fresh knickers on after a shower.
Yeah. I slept in them. And then this morning I put them back on again. Is that okay?
That's no.
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 Why don't they have them on at night? I wasn't doing anything.
I don't wear knickers at night.
No, I can't do that. The discharge?
I don't get discharge at night.
I don't get loads, but it can be a bit like wet down there. No, I don't want to do that.
I have to wear no knickers.
No, I hate no knickers. And then Trumps slip out as well, I think, when you have no knickers on.
Anyway, right, let's get back into
it. So where were we? I'm confused. So right. Rescue me, I've said too much again. Help. Quick, say something.
On Nip Tuck, we want you to get your heard. You can email us at
hello@niptuck.com. No, I've said it wrong. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. NipTuckPod.com.
You can also send us your icks, your dilemmas, everything else via WhatsApp. Voice notes, we can play them out in future episodes. Don't worry, though, if you prefer to remain a non, we will never reveal who you are. Simply head over to this episode's description for more info. We want to know,
what's getting on your tits?
What's giving you the ick?
Any other bits and bobbins. Bits and bobs. Beats and bobs. That was a Peppa Pig character. You know, is it Beats and Bobs?
Oh yeah,
Peppa,
what's the name?
What's she called?
It's Ms.
It's the teacher.
And Saskia always calls me Madame.
Madame Gazelle. Yes. It's Madame Gazelle.
And she goes, Madame.
Madame Gazelle. Yes. Do you know Peppa's quite funny on the DL? If you actually listen to it, there's some funny bits in there.
She's a rude twat.
Yeah, she is rude.
She's a naughty little obnoxious.
She's a naughty pig.
Piggy bitch.
She's a naughty pig.
Anyway, your questions, your embarrassing stories, send them all in. Basically, we don't give a flying...
Do you know what gives me...
Fuck.
PTSD.
What? In the night garden.
Yes.
Horrible.
So when I was on my own with Thea, when her dad... What's out the door? Don't turn around now.
You're not welcome anymore.
When that happened...
Gotta laugh, baby. Gotta laugh.
You know, I remember holding her and rocking to that.
Yes, my name is Iggle Piggle.
My name is Iggle Piggle. And whenever I hear it, I go like this. But honestly, I literally jump because it's given me PTSD of lying there with her thinking, oh my God, my life is over. My husband just fucking left me. I don't want this baby anymore. What the fuck am I going to do? And it literally, hello, Iggle Piggle. Anyway, yeah, gives me PTSD.
Green,
that.
Green grass.
That song has played from Thea's bedroom. And it's played it all.
And
tell you what else.
When green grass. I'll
tell you what else, what we were just saying before. What? Thank you for sunshine.
Thank you for rain. Thank you for joy. Thank you for pain.
All I've heard.
It's a beautiful day.
The kids all singing that. Oh my God, do you know what Thea's found? And I think it's one of her new family additions that's introduced her to it. This is a problem with having older siblings or step-siblings. What? Scottish Peppa Pig.
What? Is that a thing?
It's a pretend thing. It's really funny.
Rude.
And they go...
No.
Hello? Listen, you fucking fat bitch.
Lauren, that's really naughty.
Why?
She can't be
listening. Oh my God,
to
I know, but you're saying it's like I made it. I didn't make the Scottish Peppa Pig. And you go on it and it's Peppa Pig and she goes... Peppa, you fucking dick, get out of your room. It's honestly, and I heard this, fuck, I went in, I ran in. I was like, where have you seen this? And all you do, they search your Scottish Peppa Pig and it
comes
up.
On their kids'
on YouTube.
Yeah. Have you put all the settings on the YouTube?
No, I don't know.
Lauren. Anyway, Thea's been really naughty.
I don't know why. And then she's like, you fat bitch, get up, Peppa.
Yeah. That's really naughty.
No wonder she's going mental. So you want to check your kids' phones. It's really funny though, you should watch it. I swear, put it on when you get home, you'll laugh your head off. Anyway, we've got a
listener.
Message. We've got a message. We've got a text.
Does anyone watch that shite anymore?
No one watches Love Island anymore.
Used to be decent.
I think there should be. I always
thought... They planned an older people one.
Yeah, I got a message about it. I always thought... I did. I was offended.
I didn't.
Yeah, I was offended. I always thought I would always want to go in it, right? Go in, this is before I met James, and then not tell them I had a kid, meet someone, they think, and then all of a sudden, like, imagine what good TV it would be for me to then drop the bomb, like, I've got a child. But then you have to leave a kid for, like, months, and I think that's frowned upon.
But what about the celebrities that go in Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh, yeah. They don't do it for as long, do they? The celebrity ones are always shorter.
That's why the celebrity ones are shorter.
I know I'm not a celebrity, but do you think we could go on Celebrity Big Brother?
We would get cancelled.
We'd be great.
Absolutely.
Right.
Cancel.
Does anybody do? I know we're not celebs though, so how do we do? How do we
feel like that one? What was the one fingering herself in the box of a bottle?
What was her name?
Magali got pregnant in the hot tub or said she did. It wasn't, it was Riga, something. Yeah, and she was shagging herself with a bottle of wine. That'd be us. Yeah, if anyone, like, I would love to go on Celebrity. Or is there like a Z-lister Big Brother? Or like a slightly...
I think that's just Big Brother in general.
Or maybe like a...
Kinga!
Kinga! Or maybe like a TikTok famous for young children, teenagers, TikTok.
Do you remember when that Roxanne Pallett said that she'd been abused?
Shit, yeah.
By Ryan Thomas. And literally, you'd like play her. Oh my God,
yeah, that went massive,
I think
didn't
that's
it?
When it started getting a bit weird.
Yeah.
It all gets a bit
weird.
But
yeah, I'd love to do that.
I don't think they're allowed to drink as much anymore now. And in Love Island, they're only allowed like one drink a night because...
People get shit-faced
and then they say stuff. And then after like, can you imagine like being on a session then like the
everyone's
next...
Everyone's seen
right, it. The anxiety's already big, but everyone's seen what you did, shit in imagine. The kitchen. But they used to like drink so much, yeah. They were sick and yeah. Everything. Like, yeah, that's bad, that.
That's funny though. That's more reality.
And do you remember Nasty Nick?
I didn't watch it then.
They found out that he'd written down... Well, I worked on Big Brother. I used to interview people to go on it.
Do you know, James apparently got through to some of them and he said that he was going to go on it.
No way.
Anyway, hi girls. I love you both and your podcast. You're both so real and hilarious. Unapologetic, honey. I wanted some advice. I'm booked into a... Not listening anymore. I'm booked into a breast augmentation. I've really done my research and I found a fantastic surgeon to do my op. My question is it normal to feel nervous about the outcome? I'm so sure that I want to go ahead because my boobs have changed so much since losing 3 stone in weight and they look like deflated balloons.
Oh.
Oh dear. I guess I'm just nervous because I don't know what they'll look like until they've done this thing with surgery. I love the look of breast implants and I can't wait to feel feminine again, but it's the fear of the unknown. I mean, I wouldn't go on a night out without trying my outfit on beforehand, so I'm about to completely change my body without knowing how I'll look after. Is it a normal way to feel and what's your best advice?
You go first.
I don't want to.
Okay, right, so... I personally think, unless you're 110%,
she is 110%, but what she's saying is it's scary because she doesn't know what they're going to look like.
They
that's
might
cosmetic
go wrong.
Surgery.
They might
that,
go wrong.
Yeah,
you might
and
not
that's
like
the
them.
Risk you take. And I, the way I, having said I didn't want to go first, what a surprise, here I am. here I am going first.
Knock.
Have I? Narcissist. having...
Knock.
Anyway, back about me. Who can talk the loudest and fastest? Me. I think you need to be in a position where you dislike your breasts enough to take the risk of not liking them after. Does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, like nose job as enough. Well. You know, when someone's like, you always go like, I'd like one. And I'm like, but do you know if it went wrong?
Yes.
Or
you have to hate your, you have to be that unhappy with what you've got that you will
also
be happy with any, I know it sounds awful, but it is kind of true.
Just remember this, okay? We've worked with hundreds of different surgeons.
Hundreds.
There is no definition of it going wrong.
Yeah.
Unless your tip falls off, you get an infection, your scarring is like absolutely horrific.
Really good point,
right?
Actually, Ash. That's wrong. It not being exactly how you expected does not mean it's
you
gone wrong.
You can't say, this is my perfect pair of tits and I want them.
And if it doesn't, and if it isn't that, it's wrong.
Exactly. So there is no definition of wrong unless you get like
an
encapsulation
infection
with
or,
it.
Yeah.
On paper, it is something else gone wrong. So just remember, you know, you need to make sure that you're psychologically prepared for this. It could go wrong because especially she's saying she's got
I thought
flaccid,
that deflated breast. Flaccid penis. She's not mentioned that
deflated
one. Deflated breasts. Yeah. You
really,
wonder, is she having a lift or not?
Hopefully she's having a lift. And don't get too big an implant either if you're having a lift.
Yeah. There's a few things to consider. If you've got a really good surgeon, that's amazing. And if you're happy with your surgeon, I think it is normal to get nerves. What I always used to say to my patients is this. When they get really nervous about it, I used to say, how
bear
would you
in
feel?
Mind, this is the person that said she's a good saleswoman and she likes lying.
And I used to invoice like £1 million a year for the company.
Right, carry on.
No, the way I used to say to them is, if somebody rang you now and told you your op was cancelled, how would you feel?
Oh,
that God, reverse that's... psychology, isn't it?
That's a really good question.
Because would that devastate you? In that case, you're just having normal nerves. If you'd be a bit relieved, then maybe you don't go ahead
that's
and do it.
Good.
Like if I rang you and said, I'm sorry, it's been cancelled, would you think, oh, or would you think, oh my God, I'm absolutely devastated?
Have you
we
ever booked something and cancelled it?
No, I'm all for it. When I'm booking it, I'm booking it. And even if I don't want to do it anymore, I've fucking made the decision and I will stick to that decision. That's just me though, isn't it? Even if I'm sat thinking, don't know if I should be doing this. I'm like, nah, do it.
I remember when we worked there, I had 2 or 3 girls who got to the hospital and walked
and
out.
And decided not to do it.
Yeah.
I wonder how they feel now about that. And if they ever got it in the end.
And I remember one girl got there and burst into tears and had this massive tantrum in the hospital and all the other patients could hear her from their rooms before they went in for surgery. And the nurses said to her, get out.
Yeah, we're just not doing it. You need to be in the right place.
Because she was acting like as if she's going in for some kind of like life-saving. Yeah. It's cosmetic surgery. Unless you're going in with a smile on your face, you've prepped your body for it, you know, it's planned surgery, you don't need it. Yeah. Don't make anyone feel sorry for you about it. Like, you're having
just
it
don't
done.
Do it. Or don't do it. Yeah, I'm a bit like that with it.
So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it is normal and there's nothing you can do about it. Best of luck.
Maybe have a little therapy session or something before.
You need therapy. No, it is normal and you just have to think if you're so unhappy, then...
You could walk out with fantastic tits.
Yeah. Hey, girls. Sorry, this is more of a review than a dilemma or funny poo story. A review. Oh, my God, Ash, I've got a text that I've just got on my DMs that I need to read you in a minute.
Right.
But I literally live for Wednesdays and the new pod coming out. I'm recently a new mum too, and the way you normalise so many things, which the majority of mums look down on, really helps me. I love that. The mum community needs a really stern word with itself, because we are causing problems for each other.
Yeah.
I felt so anxious at first when I became a mum, and I also hated my boyfriend. Yeah. Well, that's I think that's quite normal. That's another story. And your podcast helped me so much in my relationship, normalising things, and gave me the confidence I needed in motherhood. Because sometimes you get the imposter syndrome. You think, I don't want to look after this fucking thing. I started the podcast only about 3 weeks ago, and I'm now up to date with the new season. So I started from the beginning. Ash is now pregnant and talking about a champagne video incident.
Oh,
she was such a miserable bitch when she was pregnant.
That champagne video was bad.
I hope you girls are okay, and thank you for helping me so much through such a hard time in a woman's life. Oh, I love yous. That is just amazing, you know. We get a lot of mums like that. And I feel like, although we're not mumsy, I am a bit mumsy, to be fair, like in my own way. You're not. Are you lying? You just said you're mumsy.
I had my kids all weekend.
Oh, honey. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm a little bit mumsy, but in general, not really. And I think one of the main things about this podcast, I think we do get a lot of mums that listen and a lot of mums that are on their own and we're just like, so what? Get on with it. Like, it's fine.
And
it's
so much shit.
And we just kind of blend it all
here,
in.
Here, there, to bing, everywhere.
Let me read this DM. Text. I've got a DM. I got it like a second ago.
I'm scared.
Oh, my God, I've got about five since I looked then. Christ.
Christ.
Christ. Right, ready? And this is from, I'm not going to say who it's from in case she doesn't want me to, but I think she probably doesn't care. Hi, Lauren. I love the pod. I wouldn't usually message, but I'm listening to last week's episode about Ashley's fertility appointment and the woman who messaged her. And the woman who messaged her. Do you remember you got a message off a woman saying that you'd triggered her and she was going to unfollow you because she couldn't afford whatever. As a woman, lol, makes me sound grown up, who was made who was made infertile at 28 from cancer treatment. Aww. Oh, I'm sorry about that. The post didn't trigger me at all. She's sharing her life and is entitled to do what she wants. If it's that important to Karen, fucking work harder, save up and stop moaning at the people who can afford it. Fair point. Not everyone can do that. Plus, they are only moaning through jealousy of her lifestyle. They wouldn't say the same to me if I had to pay to use a surrogate because of the treatment I'd had. Yeah, that's true. They'd let her off because she can't have children now, but they don't want you to do it. Anyway, that's my 2 pence. Have a gorgeous Monday.
That's lovely.
So that's nice. I'm going to reply to her. So that's nice that she's saying to you that in a position that could have triggered it, it didn't. And she's like, look, it's your life. You're in a different place to me. You're just sharing your life. That's what Instagram is.
It was only an appointment which, like, I was having my AMH retested and I've always said this, you can buy the test kits online for £50.
That eye's squinting.
This one?
Yeah. You've got one eye that's literally doing this.
Oh, it's these fucking contact lenses.
How are you getting on with those contacts? So you've been wearing the contacts that you wear all day.
No, you wear... Oh, yeah, it's smaller.
You wear all night and then you take them out.
From having my kids all weekend.
Yeah, one of her eyes is like...
No, not very good. I'm giving them another week.
Not enjoying it. Why?
They're glass lenses that you have to put on your eye with a sucker. They really hurt. And then, so today, I've got lenses in because I'm not correcting my vision properly throughout the night. Because I didn't wear them for long enough.
Well, it's your own fault then.
No.
So you're not slagging them off. You're just saying it's a bit of a commitment kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've got my Invisalign in. I'm now on week 5 or 6. I've lost every pair, every set. And it's really good though. Every week you do a scan of your teeth.
Yeah.
Like you do it through your phone, you scan it, you send it off to them so you don't have to keep going in. And they say, yeah, move on to your next thing. And you get the full box of them.
No,
so
I know I've done it before.
You've done it, yeah. So anyone who hasn't, we did it with I'm going to say it wrong again, aren't I? Be Clear Orthodontics. And they have been bloody amazing. But I keep taking them out to eat something and losing them.
I told you, you need to get like a little case that you carry around.
I've got one, it's in my bag. I just don't use it. Listen to this, that happened yesterday. I went to the school fair and one of the mums found my teeth on the floor. I'd taken them out to have a portion of chips.
You were about to say a cig, weren't you?
No, I didn't have a cig. And one of the one of the mums, one of the really funny mums, came over to me. She's like, "Are these your teeth?" And I was like, "Yeah." I just saw them shine on the floor. Somebody nearly ran over them with a pram. I was like, "Oh, thanks." And I just keep leaving my teeth everywhere. But I think they're moving already. But it's an upkeep to look good. Fuck me. It's hard. And have you ever snogged with these in?
No.
Have you taken them out before I make love?
Make love.
Oh, I said that on purpose.
Love.
I said that on purpose.
Right. Hi, Ashley. Just wanted to ask which Z2S products you recommended, please. We're just about to start trying.
Ooh,
right,
trying.
Guys. So you know how I went for that appointment to see my AMH? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't change the number of eggs that you've got, but you can raise your AMH, like the quality of the eggs.
Okay.
So only very slightly. So it should be between 11 and 16. And when I went in for my test, mine was 0.6, 0.7,
and it should be between 11
and 16.
And is that the, sorry, is that the amount or the quality? I'm a bit confused.
But a mixture of
a mixture gives you a level.
Yeah,
right. So a mixture of how many and what, how good they are.
0.7.
Ooh, you've got some splattered eggs.
Yeah, and then so I took the Z to West for
it's not Easter for you. Sorry, I've got loads of puns coming out. Sorry,
fucking hell, Lauren.
Sorry,
you could be triggering me.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't help it. They come out.
So anyway, I took the Z to West, and I've got a highlights on my thing because there's loads of different stuff that you can take from there, and Z2S personally I think is the best. Follow her on Instagram, the fertility advice she gives, it's absolutely amazing. And it's gone up to 1.8, and he said, "I've never known it's got to go
eggs
up."
Hallelujah.
Like, well, it's still not 11, but it's nearly 2 from 0.7.
Why have I got all these egg puns, Aunt Lucy? I've got this thing where somebody tells me something
eggs. Hallelujah.
Somebody tells me something either sad or bad or whatever, and honestly my brain immediately thinks of the most inappropriate thing to say, and I like, honestly, like, you could say to me something,
don't say it.
Could say to me now, like, my grandma's fallen off a chair and something, and I would immediately think of the most awful thing to say, and I don't mean to. And is that a condition?
Yes,
like a joke comes out immediately. It's really bad.
Inappropriate titus.
Oh yeah, I've got that. Mm. Anyway, I'm happy that your eggs are going up. What are you gonna do with all that shit?
So I'm going on that retreat soon. So fucking
hell. Just said scramble. Do you like them poached? Scrambled.
How do you like
your eggs in the morning? Sorry.
I'm going on a retreat.
She's not laughing.
I'm seeing a psychic tomorrow, so I'm gonna ask that.
What?
Question.
Ask them to give you more eggs?
No, because I can't decide what to do about the IVF.
So the psychic's going to tell you?
Well, I'm going to ask the question, what does she think? Because three of my friends have just done IVF.
I don't believe in that
I
shit.
Didn't ask a psychic something about that.
Do you not think?
Like, and then what? And then she's, how can she tell you whether you...
Yeah, but I don't know if I should do it or not. I've had three friends recently that have put themselves through the IVF, and it costs about £6,000.
Yeah.
And it's not worked.
Do you want another baby?
Yeah, but I'm putting my eggs away.
But
because
why?
I need to, because every year my count
is
going down.
Yeah, but do you want another baby?
I might do soon.
But do you?
Not sure yet, but I want the option.
I get that, but when you're saying, should I put myself through it? Well, then yes, you've got no option. If you want another child or you think you might, then you're going to have to do it.
Yeah,
so it's not really a yes or a no.
I'll be doing it when I get back from that retreat.
You're going to be really fucking fun.
I'm going to be horrible.
Wait till I get pregnant, you're going to be
the
fuming.
Podcast will die.
I know.
No, because I'll be going through IVF and you're on all those medications.
Yeah, you're going to be horrible. Brilliant. I don't want a baby yet. Anyway.
Voice note.
Hi, girls. Just wanted to drop you guys a message because every time I think of this, I get secondhand embarrassment and also a major ick from my husband. So probably need to stay anonymous because he does actually listen to this. So change my voice or something. Anyway, yeah, so big followers of you girls. And like you say, everyone needs to get on the Nip/Tuck train because if we get cancelled, it's not going to be good. We need our Wednesdays and our Friday fun to, you know, get us through. Anyway, so my ick is we were living with my in-laws for a short period of time in between house sales and contracts, etc. All that boring shit that comes along with, you know, adult life. Anyway, my mother-in-law had made dinner and I ate it with mother-in-law and father-in-law, and my husband was coming home from work. anyway, she'd made this food and there was what looked like a pepper on it. So a bit into it. Turns out it was a chili. Blew my head off. My ears hurt, my eyes hurt, my throat hurt the lot. Anyway, didn't say anything because didn't want to be a pussy. Anyway, my husband came in after and I said, oh, you've got to eat one of those peppers there. And by the way, it's not a pepper. I did tell him it's a chili. So because I've done it, so we, you know, if I'm going down, you need to go down with me. And this is where the ick comes. His response was, what about my little body hole?
Ah!
I literally looked at him and I just went, I've actually just been sticking my mouth.
Oh, like, that's disgusting.
My little body hole. Oh, God.
You should put
honestly,
your fist up his body hole for
I don't
that.
Know whether it was pictures of it in my head or it was just the way he said it. And I was just like, no. Anyway, bye.
Yeah, that's horrible. My little body hole.
That's disgusting.
That you should put something up it just
divorced.
For him saying that.
That'd be divorced.
It's like that's a poorly tummy, isn't it?
That's poorly tummy
and little body hole.
Sure, Willy. Poorly
I've got
tummy.
A sore Willy. My Willy, so my balls are chafing.
I need cream on my body.
Ew, disgusting. Vile, vile. Right. Next thing from you listeners. Hi, guys. I just wanted to ask your opinion about a recently discovered ick. Please keep me anonymous, purely because if it gets to him, I don't want to go to the gym being awkward and there are no other gyms nearby. We don't want to be stopping people from working out here. One of the PTs at my gym who does classes had an accident where he had two fingers cut off a few years ago. I wonder what he did.
I've got a funny story about this.
Every time he does a class, and he does quite a lot, he will mention his fingers at least 2 to 3 times during the class, including when we're stretching. Point your fingers to the wall behind you. If you still have them at all, got to be inclusive these days.
That's me. You if you lost
That's
your
what
fingers.
I do. That is exactly what I like. He'll say this every class at every stretching without fail. I don't know if this is so bad of me to find this very icky because it's about a disability, but I also think you don't need to mention it every 5 minutes. I had cancer a few years ago and I don't mention it to every single person I meet and I don't bring it into every conversation, which I just did to prove a point. Right, I'll tell you why he's doing it, because he's embarrassed.
Yeah,
and he wants
he's
to
got
make
an insecurity.
Yeah. So the thing with your cancer is no one can see it. So you don't like, if you...
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Mine was the size of a lemon.
No, you idiot.
We only found out that Lucas had had cancer like after about 8 months of knowing
it. No, but what I mean is, you can see his fingers. She has and is now not got cancer. There's nothing to show on her body. Whereas he's got two fingers missing, so he needs to mention it. It's like me. If you've got a spot, I'll meet someone. I'll be like, hi, yeah, no, I've got a massive spot on my face. It's
I
almost
do
like
that.
A way of deflecting.
Yeah. Oh, I've not washed my hair today.
Yeah, ignore my hair. We all do it. Yeah. So I think his... And you might get new people in his class. So he's like,
oh, yeah.
Do you know what the best thing would
think,
be?
And he'll think, shit, there's a new person
and
at
they've
the front.
Noticed I've got no fingers. Do you know what the best thing would be? Just stop pointing at the wall. Like, just...
Yeah.
Why doesn't he make a fist?
You should date him.
What?
So my old housemate had half his, like, that taken away.
Yeah.
When he was at school, he jumped over a fence.
Oh!
And his teacher said to him, don't worry, lad, when you're older, that'll be a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, a fingering weapon.
A gun.
Yeah. A gun, like... Right, we're going to go for a break and then we shall be back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Ready for a dilemma? Hi, I'm a massive fan of the show and I really need help, girls. I've been with my boyfriend for 10 years.
Ten long years.
In general, we're happy. That sounds great. And we have a gorgeous child together. I've recently started having an affair. Oh,
how casual!
How casual was that? She's like, we've got a gorgeous chance to have been together for 10 years. I've recently started having an affair. Well, you're not that happy then, are you? With my boss. Oh, since last year. There has always been something between us, but we've always tried to ignore it. We have meet up, have sex a few times outside work in hotels, and we have the most mind-blowing sex. Always the way, isn't it? The way we are together is just amazing. We've told each other we love each other, but neither of us want to hurt our partners or kids. He's so affectionate and caring towards me, and sometimes I miss so much with my partner. Something I miss so much with my partner. I have no plans to break up my family, and neither does he. We need to speak about this in a minute. We're happy just getting from each other what we're lacking at home. We've both spoken to our partners about what we need, but nothing really changes. But I've said we're not going to break up our families. We just wish we'd met years ago. Am I crazy to carry this on or not? I'd like to remain anonymous, please. P.S. You are so funny and my girl crush.
Don't know how, because we right. don't look
so best. When I did a Q&A the other week, somebody sent me a message saying she wasn't happy at home. She wanted the strength to leave, but she was scared to be on her own, and she didn't want to. She said something like
overlap.
No, she said something like, I don't want to hurt my child. And my answer was, hurt your child by what? By staying with a man you don't want to be with, by showing her shut up and put up is the right way. Mm. Like what we need to be careful is, she said a few times, breaking up a family.
But she said she's got no plans to do that.
No, because she keeps saying breaking up a family. But I think there needs to be less taboo on this. This is a taboo subject. Like, everyone thinks you should stay together to keep a family together. But do you really want to teach your children to stay in a relationship that you're not happy with just because you should keep your family
together?
No, and she's
clearly not happy. She's
not
happy.
And if he's not giving you what you need, then no, you're not happy.
And I wouldn't just, like, if you are thinking of leaving your partner, because clearly it's not right at home if you're having to go out of your way, because you could potentially putting everything you have on the line.
Yeah.
You don't know if he's going to
find out
you're
gonna
one day,
lose it
and
anyway.
Then you will get it taken off
exactly.
you anyway. So what I would say is, be careful of, if you do split up with your
partner. She's not going to, but
partner,
I think she should.
But if you do, don't just jump into it with your boss. Yes. Go on dates with other people.
Yeah. So what I would say here, you've got to break this up to a few different things. Number one, you're not happy with your partner. So where you've written in general, we're happy, you're not, because you're lacking something. I mean, yeah. you might be ticking some boxes, but it's enough that you're having an affair. That's not a happy relationship, my love. So no, you're not that happy. And you're both doing it. So both of you aren't happy. But like Ash just said, what you don't want to do is end it with your partner just to be with this other guy. I would seriously consider your life. You live once, which I always say. Why are you with someone that isn't right for you? Just for the kids. For what? For the kids, though. Like, nowadays, people have stepsisters, stepbrothers. They have mums, stepdads. Like you have kids. Yeah. It's all right now. We're not in that age where you have to stay together for
the family.
When you
have got kids, you do have to fight for it. Like, because you have got the children to think of. And also, what have you got to lose from going to therapy together for a few sessions and having some really open
conversations.
Yeah. So I would start with that.
She says that she has tried and that he's still not coming around, but maybe try again.
It is good sitting down, like at like mediation, for example, and just making them realise, like, maybe even go and stay in a hotel for a few nights. Like,
take some time.
So just, you need to be like, right. But
if you carry this on, you are going to get caught.
One person always likes the other more than the other.
Yes, and you should always be.
And it's usually the woman, unfortunately.
My mum once said to me, she could see him when I was married. She was like, one person always likes the other person more. She said, and I could see it was you. And I thought, oh, I don't want it to be Lauren. That's that one. You should always try and be where they like you more, because you're safer.
Even when you're married or like with a long-term partner, you always need that chase.
Yeah, I agree. So I think you're going to get caught probably anyway. So you're probably going to fuck it all up anyway, because you're probably going to get caught. Affairs don't like he might not catch it, but your affair, your boss's wife's going to get onto it. Girl, women aren't stupid. She'll find out. So it's probably going to come out anyway.
Then you'll be bonking in a hotel and then
someone's going to walk in. It's going to happen. You're going to get caught.
By the way, can we get more stories of when people have caught partners cheating in really funny ways? I love them.
Yeah, I like that. Can we get more of that? So my advice here is, don't ever stay with someone that you don't want to be with just for the family. Give it your best. I absolutely think that you should always give it your best and walk away thinking, I tried everything. But if he's not right for you, never mind stay for the family. You want to teach your children that if you're not happy with something, then you'd be brave, not that you stay with
and
them.
And just protect them the as 50s. Much as you can.
And protect them. We're not in the 50s anymore. You could meet someone who's amazing and your child could be much happier. If you're not happy now, how's it going to go down the years? It might start getting a little bit bitter. You're not happy with him. You don't really like him. Your child will pick up on that much more.
Shouting in the house.
Yeah, your child's going to pick on that up on that much more than you deciding, do you know what? We love you, but it just didn't work between us. I think you need to think about that a bit more. You're having an affair and that affair is going to damage your
child. That's a serious thing.
That affair, if it comes out, will damage your child much more than staying with the child's dad will.
Have you been watching Sex Life?
No, I don't watch it.
Right, you need to watch it.
Right, okay, I will.
I've been watching it.
I need a new series.
Yeah, but it's like really cringe. Like the acting in it is absolutely...
Well, why do you watch it? Why is everyone watch it?
Because I watch it as a comedy, not as a sexy programme. And there's points where me and Ed have to be like...
Really?
And like we get embarrassed being sat next to each other when we watch it.
I want to watch it then. Anyway, we need a new series.
In Sex Life, one of the kids walks in on the dad having an affair and the lady's strapped to the bed and it's with like one of her best friends, the other woman. And
when just
she speaks... to her about it, she was like, well, he's young enough to think that you were playing a game, thankfully.
What the fuck? Yeah. Ridiculous.
Anyway,
okay, next you go, one. Next one.
I'll try and read, Lauren. Hi, girls. I love your pod. Just need some advice. I'm heavily pregnant. And I feel like I look like a different person.
You probably do. Do you see J-Lo? Her nose doubled in size.
Your nose does
she
go
spread.
Big. She spread. Yeah, I spread. My fiancé and I have been together for 15
she's
long
actually written that.
Years. And our relationship is great. We're like best friends and we've wanted a baby for a while, so we're really happy to be pregnant.
Amazing.
And start a family together.
Perfect.
However, since being pregnant, I look and feel like a completely different person. I no longer recognise a woman in the mirror. None of my nice clothes fit. I can't have any facial tweakments. I've lost all my confidence. I am worried it started to affect our relationship. I look like crap. Yeah. I feel like crap. Never want to have sex.
Why would you?
My confidence is so low. I don't want to go out. I don't want to get dressed up. I look like a whale. When did you start to feel yourself again after pregnancy?
Well, I mean, she's 5 and I'm still fat.
As the baby came out, I was like, thank God.
It took me a year.
Back. Yeah, but it does 9 months.
So, number one, this is all normal. It's your first pregnancy, so you won't know this. But if you've got any pregnant friends, they will feel the same. Your partner, you sound like your best friend. He's going to stick with you through this. It's 9 months. It's going to be over soon. It's not like it's forever.
And you appreciate yourself when you come back.
When you come back, yeah. It's just one of those things. What you have to think of is, and he, you know, he sounds like a good guy. Your best friends. He's going to get this. You're making a baby for him. It's fucking tough. Yeah. And why would you want to have sex when you feel like a blobby whale? Yeah. I was trying to explain to James the other day, because I went through a little phase for a few days where I wasn't horny, which isn't like me at the minute. And I was trying to explain to him that for women, horniness is up here.
Yeah.
It's in your mind. So literally for me, I don't know how you feel about this, but if I'm not horny and somebody...
usually when you're tired,
Yeah, and you got and somebody started rubbing my vagina, I wouldn't feel it. It would literally... You
it's
might
like
as well rub
house,
my kneecap.
The house isn't clean. Yeah. I've not slept properly for a few days.
You've got
days.
A few things on your mind.
Yeah.
And you could literally be rubbing my kneecap. I was like, I wouldn't feel it because my mind is not turned on down there. Whereas for a man, you wank them off. They're all like...
I wouldn't worry about the sexing. I think that's really
that's
normal.
That's very normal.
And he... maybe feels the same.
Yeah, it's weird when you're pregnant, isn't
it? It's just weird, especially towards the end. But do you know what I would say, babe? Like, this time you need to take for really looking after yourself. Mm-hmm. Have some time off. Go for manual lymphatic drainage massages. They really prep you before you have the baby.
Do the facials
for the,
that you can have while you're pregnant.
The water retention and all of that. And try your best to go out and meet your friends baby-free
Put
as much as you can.
On. It's a slog, you know. It's hard having a baby. And I'll be honest with you, please don't think that the baby's going to come out and you're going to be you again because you're not.
No, it gets worse before
worse,
it gets better.
I'll be honest, because when you're pregnant, you've got the excuse of being pregnant. When you've had the baby,
and you're all
you're
excited.
Just, yeah, you're just fat. Tired. So it does get worse, so prepare for that, I'm going to be honest. But I think you have to, it's really hard with your first child. You know, if there's anyone listening now that's got like 2-month-old or something, you feel like when it's your first, it's never going to get better. You think to yourself, what is this? What have I done? Like, what is this new world? Please, I remember sitting there thinking,
and if anyone says it's absolutely amazing, they're lying.
No, I remember thinking, well, I fucked it here. because this is awful. It does get better once they start sleeping through a bit more, when they go on solids a bit more. You will find yourself, but it's going to take time. So just give yourself a break. Just stop putting the pressure on yourself. Yeah. After you've had the baby, don't think about dieting for 6 weeks. Nothing.
Did you see that thing I sent you about the women that go away to that place for four months?
No, the woman comes to them.
She comes to the house in China and she makes you a different tea every day for the nutrients it's there, that you need.
It was said basically it's one of the ways that they do it in China. Yeah. For 30 days, you don't leave the house. A woman comes in, helps you, takes care of you, helps with the feeding, baby. It looks amazing.
Cooks you meals.
So you bond with your baby. Oh. It looks fucking unreal, but it's not realistic.
No.
So, but I want you to think about that. For the first 6 weeks, you just enjoy being a mum. Don't put pressure on yourself. Then if you need to start
dieting again by Christmas, babe, you will be back in your clothes, hopefully.
You'll start dieting. You'll start feeling better.
Yeah. And it's not even about dieting. You just won't want to eat shit anymore.
But I feel like you also don't know, when you just had a baby and when you're pregnant, you don't know what fashion is. Yeah. You don't know what your fashion is. You don't know what your style is. You lose yourself so much.
Some really nice tracksuits.
Yeah, get yourself some nice things and nice just stick with it. And if you've just had a baby and you listen to this and you think, I don't even know who I am anymore. All I am is such and such's mom. This, you will find yourself again, but you've just ride it out for now. It will get better, I promise.
It will.
And then they bite people. And then they turn to five and they kick and bite and you wonder what you've done wrong in this world when you thought you brought them up so well. Basically, you're fucked for the rest of your life when you've had a baby. Remember, enjoy. Remember, on Nip Tuck, we want to get your voice heard. So you can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can get in touch via WhatsApp, voice notes, which we can play out in future episodes. We like a voice note. Don't worry, though. If you want to remain anon, we will do that for you. We won't tell anyone who you are. Just head to this episode's description for more information on how to get in touch with us. And please, 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 please...
Leave us a review.
I mean, if you've not, then... I say this every time. If you've not, then you shouldn't be listening. We'll be back with the next episode on Wednesday. For you ladies, have an amazing weekend. I've got no kids this weekend, so I will be swinging from the lampshades, or I'll just be doing the washing and catching up. But yeah, have a lovely weekend, ladies. What will you be doing?
I've got one kid this weekend.
That's why I'm not having another.
Yeah.
Yes, fuck that. Right, guys, have a nice weekend.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.